Morning, our scripture comes out of Psalm chapter 34, and it reads, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. This is the word of God for the people of God. Well, this morning I want to talk about praise. There are some things you can fake. You can fake a smile. You can fake a handshake. You can fake a conversation. You can fake the love that you profess for someone. But there is one thing that is hard to fake for a very long time, and that is genuine, heartfelt, loving praise to the Lord. You can't fake that. Because the real praise doesn't come from your lips. The real praise comes from something that hit me this morning. When I walked into this sanctuary, I didn't just see people sitting on pews. I didn't see weeping and moaning. I didn't see confusion or discombobulation or unrest or restrictions. I saw survivors. Survivors. I saw people who made it through the storms. I saw people who have cried all night, but still got up in the morning. I saw people who should have lost their minds, but God kept them in the midst of the storm. I saw people that were ready to praise God. And because of that, I came to announce and talk about the praise that we have and can and do display for our Almighty Father. In our scripture this morning, David writes after one of his lowest moments of his life. He's running from Saul. He's homeless. He's hunted. He's afraid. In fact, David had to pretend to be insane just to save his own life. Yet after all of that, David says, I will glorify the Lord at all times. Can we say that? It's so easy to glorify the Lord. It's so easy to give praise to the King when things are going good. But can we say that when we're down and out? Can we say that when things aren't going so great? Or is it easier to just turn to ourselves and just think, oh, woe is me. I've got it so bad. It's hard to praise God when times aren't just right. But as I said earlier, we are all survivors. We are survivors because we know to call on the Lord when things are bad. We know to call on the Lord when we're sick. We know to call on the Lord when something didn't go our way. But do we call on the Lord when everything is great? Or do we just pass it off? Do we set aside the praise that we have for Christ when things are good? Not when I feel good. Not when my bank account is full. Not when everybody likes me. But at all times, David says. Because praise is not based on conditions. Praise is based on conviction. If you love the Lord, praise Him. Now remember, I said you can't fake it with your lips. Praise Him at all times. Praise is not determined by circumstances. Praise is determined by confidence in God. Because praise is not the result of what I see. Praise is a response to that what I believe. Because praise is not produced by comfort. Praise is produced by conviction. Because praise is not about the condition of my hands. Praise is about the posture of our hearts. I just feel a praise in this house. Please rise.
The Comforter has come, the Comforter has come.
The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter. Tidings round, wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound, let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come, the Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. Kings with healing in his wings to every captive soul a full deliverance bring, and through the vacant cells the song of triumph rings, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come, the Comforter has come, the Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. The Comforter
has come.
The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come.
You see, we praise God because he's been our preserver. Because some of us should have died years ago. Some of us have survived accidents. Some of us have survived sicknesses. Some survived depression. You see, the enemy, Satan, the devil, the bad one, whatever you want to call him, has plans for your funeral. But God has a plan for your future. David understood this. He knew that if God had preserved him, then God deserved his praise. That's true for us. Each and every one of us perhaps should not be alive today. I can speak to that. Some of us have suffered depression. Some of us are suffering a life-taking disease. But we still can praise the Lord. Can anybody testify how he kept you when you couldn't keep yourself? God kept me from suffering through polio the rest of my life. I was crippled, completely paralyzed on one side of my body. And I like to think because he healed me is because my dad was praising the Lord, even though he watched his son lay there waiting on an iron lung. God's guardian angel walked with me through a war. Some experiences I don't want to talk about. Some experiences were awesome. And I'll give you one of them. We were in base camp. The NVA Army started firing on us. We ran for the bunkers. And the bunker that was closest to me only had one small opening. And myself and one other soldier got to that opening at the same time. Only one of us was going to go through. As I stand here this morning, I can feel the hand on my back by my guardian angel that pushed me into that bunker. And I survived. And I can go on and on and on. This is not about a Gary Zinger story. This is about the reason why I can stand here this morning and sing praises to the Lord. God carried me when I didn't have the strength to carry myself. He held me together when everything around me was falling apart. He made a way for me when I couldn't find my own way out. He covered me when I shouldn't have been exposed. He restored me after I had given up on myself. He fought for me when I didn't have the strength to fight anymore. I don't know about you, I have a praise for the Lord. Please rise.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee.
How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul,
my Savior God,
to Thee. to Thee. my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou.
Now that's singing praises, is it not?
Yeah.
Why should we praise God? Because when we praise God, our praise changes the atmosphere. You can walk into a room full of fear, and one praise can shift that atmosphere. You can walk into a house full of depression, and one praise can change the environment. Praise does not deny your problems. Praise declares that God is bigger than your problems. Do you know that the devil cannot stay comfortable where God is being glorified? Just so you know, I seen him heading out the door just a few minutes ago. He is not comfortable here because we praise the Lord. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. There is no room here for the evil one. That's why. When Paul and Silas praised God, the prison walls started to shake. Can you imagine being in chains in a cold, hard, dark dungeon and decide to sing praises to the Lord? Yeah. That's why when Jehoshaphat sent Judah to praise, the enemy destroyed themselves. That's the Almighty God at work. Because praise creates an environment where God demonstrates his power. God inhabits the praise of his people. God does not inhabit our complaints. God does not inhabit our fears. God is not interested in our worrying. The Bible says he inhabits our praise. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I announce it this morning, that God is inhabiting each and every one of us here this morning, because we came here to praise, we came here to worship, and we are succeeding in that. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. The word inhabit literally means to sit down, to remain, to dwell alone. In other words, when God's people praise him, God says this, pull up a chair. I think I'll stay here for a while. Break out dinner, I'm kind of hungry. Because I'm going to be here for a long time. Maybe that's why some breakthroughs happen during worship. I hope, I pray that that happens here this morning. That because of our worship, because of our praise, because we felt it, because we expressed it, that there is a breakthrough here this morning. Maybe that's why healing happens during worship. Maybe that's why our chains break during worship. So I say to you this morning, go forth and praise God with your presence and with your works. Praise God. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. We prepare to come to the table this morning. I announce that our table, God's table, is open to all who are here. Our call to worship today is from Psalms 34. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Let us pray. We come to church hungry, Lord. We are hungry for comfort. We are hungry for love. We are hungry for a new way of living. We are hungry for your word. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this place and this time to worship. And we are eager to taste your goodness in community with brothers and sisters. Bless us as we feast on the bread of life today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to this table in the name of the one who said, I am the bread of life. This is a table for our Lord Jesus is here that we remember how he gave his body.